Boost Your Visibility is for you, the creative entrepreneur who has a product or service-based business that you need to grow while keeping your family and your well-being top priority. I'm your host, Brenda Eckhart, photographer and brand strategist. Boost Your Visibility empowers you with the latest strategies to help you get more traffic on search and social. But this isn't your typical business podcast. There won't be pressure to do more, 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 or hustle, hustle, hustle. Instead, I'm giving you strategies and systems to help you work smarter so you can avoid burnout and be more present in your everyday life. Here you'll find motivation, inspiration, and all that you need to keep your work and your life moving in a positive direction. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Boost Your Visibility. Today we're going to talk about what is going to be in and what's going to be out in 2024. So I have done a deep dive on all of the platforms, and I have researched things like what Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, has said that will be favored in the next year. I've looked at the Pinterest trends that are predicted for 2024, and there are a couple of themes. I've boiled them down to seven things that I believe will be in 2024 and seven things that I believe will be out in 2024. So to get us started, the first thing is going to be real conversations like this, face to camera, real discussions. Instagram is talking about creating more private spaces. I don't know what that means, but within the app to have one-on-one conversations. As we've talked about in past episodes, people have become very private. We do have an election year here in the United States, and that always makes people much more quiet on social media at certain points leading up to that. So it makes a lot of sense. So real conversations is number one. Number two is posts that are more sincere, from the heart, things that people feel like they're right there with you and they can relate, relatability. So number three is individuality and a lot less concern of what other people think. Thank goodness. Please let that be what comes in 2024. Number four is blending higher quality visuals and captions with great copywriting with a feeling of I could step into this moment. So what does that mean? That means that yes, snapshots are okay, but people are expecting higher quality now from their visuals with that relatability factor. So it is a talent that you have to learn and a combination that if you can get the mix of those things of high quality video, great writing, so people feel like, again, they're right there with you and they can relate, and that they could feel like they could step right into that photo, that moment, that story that you're telling. All right, so number five is more face to camera, especially in stories. Now, why stories? Well, because when someone responds to a story, that goes straight to our private messages. That creates more opportunities for marketing, sales, relationship building. So they are going to be favoring accounts, from what I understand, that are not overactive in stories, but are active in stories to the point that their followers like to consume them. And then number seven is honoring the struggle just as much as the achievement. So what that means to me is sharing more behind the scenes, sharing more of the struggles that come along with the triumphs. So that is what I believe is in for 2024. Now, what about what is out in 2024? Out is a fear of judgment. In my opinion, you have to let that go. If you are afraid of what people think, you're never going to get anywhere. I've been there. I've spun my wheels. I have held back on a lot of things that I could have gotten started much sooner, like this podcast, had I just let that go much, much sooner. Now, I really don't give a rip. I'm here to reach more people and help more people. And that is my true north. That's what I do. So that's number one, is getting over a fear of judgment. Number two is, are the posts that say, this is how you can make 10K, but you need to buy my product. I believe that people are very smart. People that scroll these apps don't want to see that anymore. That is way overdone and it's obnoxious. That's just my opinion. I get it that it's a sales tactic, marketing tactic. It's just not something that I think is sustainable over time, because eventually people will realize they're not making 10K in a day or whatever, 100K in a day. So then number three is posting for the pure purpose of likes and comments. We all get caught up in that. We all look at our vanity metrics, but if these apps are moving toward more realness and more relatability, then the pressure for likes and comments really needs to be gone. And a lot of people are turning off their like numbers. And I think that's smart. It helps you to kind of release yourself of that. So if that is something that you're kind of caught up in, where you feel like a failure at times because you're not getting the like count that you like for this post or that, just shut off the like count. It's okay. So next is the pressure to post to stories multiple times a day. This could and should be a podcast in and of itself. Stories is a dance, and it's really important to pay attention. If you start using stories, it's critical to really watch to see what it is that people want to see and the amount of stories that they like and seem to accept without just tapping through or getting unfollows. Stories are definitely a dance and something to take time with and pay attention to, but it is very, very worth it when you start using them. So I don't think there's a need to post multiple times a day. I know there's some people that I follow that have 20 stories in a day, and that's just not sustainable for one social media marketer or one small business owner or an employee that's running social media for a company. We all have a lot on our plates, and that's not sustainable. But I do think that getting a little more active in stories is very smart, because again, that leads to those personal conversations in direct messages. Next, I believe that the Get Ready With Me videos will be gone. I don't love those. That's just my opinion. I did, you know, thought they were interesting in the beginning, but now they feel very staged, and they've been done, kind of been there, done that. And I think that we are going to see an expectation of a lot more creativity, a lot more realness. I get that, like, people having a conversation while they're putting their makeup on can be really relaxed and relatable. And the people that are good at that are very talented at not only doing two things at once, but being real. It's not easy when you're working in the, you know, social media world, especially if you're working in the beauty industry, or influencer industry. It's difficult. Trending audio and jumping on trends in general. That's number six. I think that there will be a need to pay attention to the trends, and it's good to use trending music. But I think I've noticed with my accounts that I manage, including my own, when I choose music that fits the moment or fits the context of what I'm trying to convey, those reels do much better than a trending audio. So again, it's really being authentic and real and crafting great content. At number seven is feeling like a failure. That's out for 2024. We have to, again, let that go. We all feel like a failure at certain points, but it's changing the narrative up here in your mind that you can't always get it all done in a day, and that's okay. Whatever. Tomorrow's a new day, new possibilities. You can crush it tomorrow. Just don't give up and give yourself a lot of grace. So that is what I believe will be in and out in 2024. And I would love to hear in the comments what you think will be in or out for 2024, or what you'd really like to never be a trend again and just to go away on social media. But I would love to also hear what you'd see as more inspiring that you want to have more in your feed as well. So comment to this. I would love and appreciate it. Please follow and or subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And I look forward to the next episode with you. And I hope that you continue to boost your visibility, stay inspired and motivated, and take time for yourself. Have a great day.